Last year, during the vibrant Gujarat summit, my cousin called me. He needed a hotel room and he thought, since I'm in the industry, I could help him get a good deal. But guess what? The hotels were charging 5 times their normal rate. One hotel that usually costs 10,000 rupees a night was quoting 55,000. I remember thinking, seriously, is this smart pricing? Or just a money-making move because the city was packed? Hi, I'm Gitika Bhari. I work in revenue management and today I want to talk about something many of us see, but don't always stop to question. Are we planning for long-term success? Or are we just grabbing what we can today and hoping for the best tomorrow? Revenue Expert Insider, come on and let's go. Revenue Expert Insider, gonna help you to grow. Revenue Expert Insider, more to see, more to know. Revenue Expert Insider, Revenue Expert Insider. Let me go back to that day. My cousin expected me to pull some strings, maybe get a discount, but I couldn't help him. Not because I didn't try, but because the rates were sky high and hotels weren't even giving their best available rate. They were just expensive. And here's the thing. This wasn't some small local property. It was a well-known international brand. So it made me wonder, are we doing revenue management? Or just making quick money? On paper, 55,000 looks amazing. Full rooms, high revenue, everyone's smiling in the boardroom. But when the guests leave, what are we left with? Bad reviews, angry customers, and loyalty out the window. That's the risk of short-term pricing. Short-term moves feel good in the moment, but they can hurt later. People feel cheated because they don't get the value. You get 1-star reviews, loyal customers stop coming back, and fewer people book direct. Everyone starts shopping around. Now think about a long-term plan. What does that look like? You set your rates based on good market research. You offer different prices with real value at each level. You make packages that feel worth the money. You talk to guests clearly, no surprises, no shocks. And most importantly, you protect your brand. Now here's where it gets more complicated. A lot of these hotels are franchises. They have a big brand name on the building, but pricing decisions are local at hotel level. So the question is, what's the brand's role here? The brand gives guidance, but they don't control pricing, and that's risky. Because when one hotel pushes too far, the whole brand suffers. Loyalty members lose trust, regular guests look elsewhere, and the brand loses face. There are systems in place, rate management, central booking, loyalty platforms. These are meant to support smart decisions. But when hotels skip all that and just go high for the moment, it's not just one hotel that pays the price. The whole chain feels it. I've seen it again and again. A hotel makes big money in 1 week, but spends the next 6 months trying to fix its reputation. That's not smart business. That's just short-term thinking. So next time you're about to change rates during the high demand, ask yourself, am I pricing for loyalty or just for today? Does this price show value or just show desperation? Will my brand be proud of this decision? Will it help or hurt in the long run? Because trust takes time to build, but only a moment to lose. If you've seen pricing go too far, as you've seen a brand take a smart stand, share your story. Let's learn from each other. Thank you for listening. This is Gitika signing off.